Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. If you're looking for today's hottest new gadgets or car accessories or sports gear or kitchen gear or electronics, head to MyEnvies.com because they've got what you're looking for and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey gang, shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And it can be done, guys. I'm telling you, it can be done. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our listeners, especially our usual weekly shout out to Mr. Mitchell Meeks and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony always says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. So I hope everybody had a fantabulous Easter. I love this time of year, man. It is finally getting a little warmer in the Philadelphia area here in our flagship station. Holy mackerel, it's been a cold winter. I am not going to kvetch one speck when we've got hotter weather coming. It was in the 60s, the 70s this past week. Digging it. Totally digging it. Another thing that I totally dig, I'm really enjoying this, guys, the Roseanne reboot. I have been laughing till there are very few sitcoms out there that can really tickle my funny bone. Home Improvement was great. Last Man Standing's great. Love The Middle. I just love all of these shows. So when the Roseanne reboot was announced, I'm thinking, oh, it'll be fun. It could be whatever. I watched it. I laughed. And there was no mascara left on my face. It was just tacky looking stuff. Loved that show. And people are making big fat fusses about, oh, well, it's political this or it's leaning that or whatever else. Forget that crap. That's easy, lazy criticism of it. What I am loving and adoring, not only do I lean a lot of the same ways that the Connors do, apparently, but I'm loving the frugal messages, the money-saving messages from start to finish, from the opening credits to the end. And I brought this up on social media, and people started sending me all kinds of very cool, very introspective stuff. I printed it all out, and I had to go, we're doing a Roseanne show today, just talking about the money lessons we can learn from Roseanne. And that has a specific, it has a very unique perspective because we knew the Connors, Roseanne and her husband Dan and their three kids, all the way back in the 80s. And now we're getting another taste of them, and we can learn the money lessons that they've been utilizing to their credit and to their benefit all of these years. It's just, it's a hit sitcom. It is going to absolutely, it blew the fabulous, my gosh, the ratings that it got speak for themselves. Forget what all of the headlines say about this for households or that for families or whatever. Just watch things like the ratings for a show like Roseanne, and you'll see how most people think in this country. A lot of people not swimming in dough. A lot of people are kind of still scrimping to get by. They don't have, you know, their all of their hard work, all of their effort day in and day out is not leading to the comfortable life that they're looking for. It's getting there. They're getting there. But I love in every single minute of that show, you'll find frugal lessons. And when I put the feelers out, I could not believe the stuff I was getting back. Everybody knows Roseanne Barr. Everybody knows John Goodman. They're the husband and the wife. And they had their final episode. I can't believe their final episode aired more than 20 years ago. That blew me away. I was thinking to myself, oh, maybe, what was that, 15 years ago? Maybe a little bit more? No, the final episode aired more than 20 years ago. Here are the biggest financial lessons people sent me, and these are ones I completely agree with. This is stuff people were printing out stuff all over Google. You saw a whole bunch of articles on this. I might even dedicate my, this upcoming column to it as well, because it's just so timely, you guys. Here's the biggest message. It's okay to keep up with the Connors instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know why? Because the Joneses, that mythical, you know, neighbor, friend, coworker, whatever, that you find yourself, oh, if only we could keep up with them, with the electronics, with the cars, with the house, with the clothes, with the whatever. Forget it. Put the Joneses in a box and just slide it right under the garage, all right? Try keeping up with the Connors. The Connors are real. The Connors are like actual embodiment of so many, a huge number of households, all right? And it says here, I love this article, the Connors have always maximized limited resources. This is an interview with Michael Fishman, who plays Roseanne's son, DJ Connor. You remember him from the show 20 years back as this adorable kid. Now he is just a handsome, funny, hysterical guy. Here we go. Examples from the show. Stretching your budget include filling meatloaf with cereal like Rice Krispies to expand how many it feeds. Back in my earliest married days, you guys, this was not unlike me. We put oatmeal into ground beef and a bunch of seasonings. You'd throw it in there. It'd be spicy. It'd be yummy. You'd maybe put an egg on top of it. But that's exactly what we did, too. So when I saw that example, I had to laugh. Along with the far more traditional, you buying the off-brand for the better bargains. Name one name brand you ever saw in the Connors house. You didn't. They were all off brands. They were all, you know, it's reality. This is life. This is the way it works. And one other thing that cracked me up, I never noticed this. I have basically a PhD in Roseanne. I love those episodes. I always have a laugh out of them. Here's something that I don't know who said this to me, but it cracked me up. Did you know that in every single episode of Roseanne, there was a can of corn involved? The go-to staple of frugal households everywhere, the canned corn. And apparently corn was mentioned or referenced or used or eaten in every single episode. I laughed so hard with that. Here's the next thing. Remember that chicken and egg shirt Roseanne wore in the original series decades ago? Well, it's back again for the revival, too. And while, you know, viewers, maybe even like me, don't necessarily have to wear the same things for two decades, it's worth keeping in your memory banks some of that Connor mentality. You don't have to buy new clothes every time the fashion trends change. I have got, you guys know I'm losing weight because I've been mouthing off about it for weeks now. It's really feeling fantastic. Here's the best part. Residing in my closet are clothes that are just basically relaxing in a hypersleep sort of mentality. It hasn't seen the light of day for ages. These like size 10 pants and a size 8 dress and all this stuff. I'm not getting rid of any of it. I'm here to tell you. I have got clothes from sizes, just full disclosure here, like size 8, all the way up to 16. And you know that the 16s are getting a good workout. They're the ones that are out there. They're seeing the sunshine. They're out there in society today. But I don't get rid of anything with these clothes. I keep the classics. I love the classics. And every once in a while, I fit into the classics. Life is good. So I just love that she kept that shirt. I love that she's of the mentality, don't get rid of it if you can still get some good use out of it. Now, let's not lean that mentality, you know, don't get rid of it if you think you can still use it. Don't take that really good advice to the hoarder's mentality that I have encountered time and again. Not just hoarders, but hoarder's mentality. It's weird. It's a little ugly, a little freaky and scary, and definitely not frugal. Frugal, not hoarding. Hoarding, not frugal. Just save the stuff you know you're going to get some more life out of. Get rid of the rest. Make it a tax write-off. Give it to a family that needs it more. You get the idea. All right. So keeping the clothes, keeping all the same stuff, and that sofa. I have to get that into the first segment. The sofa. Do you love how in the commercials for this reboot, all you needed to see was the Connor sofa? It has that crocheted Afghan across the back of it. It's worn, but it's comfy, and it still has tons of life in it, just like the show itself. I love that they still have that couch. Can I tell you something? Victor and I have been married now over 20 years. He is the love of my life. I adore him. He puts up with me beautifully. Just got flowers not too long ago. Story for another day. And we have these two couches in our house. The first couch, and they go in like a V shape, right? There's an end table between the two of them. Couch here on one wall and couch here out in the doorway. And you love these couches. They're fantastic. They're both recovered. One of them I bought right before we got married, 23 years ago. All right? This thing is old. However, it still feels fantastic. It's got so much bounce and life and shape and beauty in it, right? I went shopping for other couches because finally I almost snapped. I'm like, these couches are ancient. I don't like them. Let's get new ones. And they didn't match. They both had the same color schemes in them, the burgundy, the blue, and the gold. But they didn't match. Suddenly, they had to match in my mind or the world would not be a place worth living in. Finally, at shopping. No, I don't like it. No, this is Victor talking. No, I don't like it. Let's not get this one. This doesn't have the armrest. It's not going to be comfy to sleep on. Finally, I get a brainstorm and I buy these beautiful, luxurious, gorgeous, hardy, well-washing sofa covers for each of them. And you would think to yourself, sofa covers, that's just the work of the lower classes, whatever else. These sofas are beautiful. And now I have these covers on them. They match. It's a beautiful, luxurious chocolate brown. I can accessorize with anything I want. I changed up the curtains with all this great stuff I got from Goodwill. Sewed a couple of them myself as well with a couple of Joanne Fabrics gift cards. The family room looks fantastic. And underneath it all are the two beloved sofas that we have had for decades. The other one, I told you this story, the other sofa that I got, one we got right before we got married, the other one we got from a garage sale where out front of this beautiful, luxurious house, my husband is blankety-blanking his secretary sale. Everything must go. I got a luxurious, beautiful sofa for $20, that and many other things as well. That's what I'm talking about. Of the dozens of iconic things you saw in this Roseanne reboot, the sofa that just fantastically, wonderfully, won't ever die. They'll never get rid of it. It still has life in it. Why go out and spend hundreds, if not thousands, on new sofas when you've got a perfectly working one right there? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Loving this reboot, loving everything about it, not just all of the family messages, but the frugal messages as well. Guys, hang out for a second. We'll take a quick break. More on the wonderful frugal messages of Roseanne right after this.
Cheap is small.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about the Roseanne reboot and how many of the fabulous messages, both from the Roseanne of the 80s and 90s and the Roseanne of today, can teach us. And again, this show has such a unique perspective because it's now spanned, a generation. It's spanned for decades. You can see how the lessons that they employed back in the 80s and 90s have paid off. And some of the messages I got from people on social media were a little deeper than what I was expecting, kind of a lighthearted conversation, lighthearted banter. And sure enough, some people got wonderfully, brilliantly deep on me. One of them was talking about people checking in from San Antonio. Thank you so much for checking in via Facebook, talking about how they stuck together. You know, the for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer. Later on down the road, that works. Roseanne and Dan were married for, obviously about a dozen years or so when the show first came out. Now they've been married, I'm guessing, close to around 40. And when you stick together, you're going to be that much more financially well off. Couples who have to split, whether they decide it's for the best of everybody, a lot of times that works in certain things' favor. But for the most part, financially, your life goes straight into the toilet for a good amount of time. It's just the way the money adds up. And again, while some people feel like families and couples, I should say, feel that the need to split with regards to certain things, none of my beeswax. The fact is that financially, no matter however else you slice it, the vast majority of the time, and we all know people who have had to suffer through this, the vast majority of the time, your finances are going to take a real nosedive. And oftentimes it's in an economy where your economy, your personal economy, can't afford to take that kind of a nosedive. So they talk about the fact that, yeah, the Connors are still in kind of a tight spot with regards to finances, but it would have been far worse if they'd made the decision to split up, as so many couples do. Again, some of them have to do it for the most necessary of reasons. It happens. And in that case, it's a blessing for other reasons. Financially, however, long story short, not so much. So many thanks to the people out there that were talking about that. All very, very true. These notes are written in the margin here is good stuff. But one of the biggest messages as well, it's possible to live within your means. The underlying message of the Connors, yeah, money was always tight. They managed to spend it in pretty smart ways the majority of the time because they didn't have a choice. They could have gone into huge, deep holes of debt in order to have the luxuries that they would have enjoyed for a couple of minutes, but they didn't. They lived within their means. All these money-saving tactics, part of a larger goal, sticking to a budget. And again, this is Michael Fishman, who played the son DJ, who's now this handsome young man, just cute as anything. And he says, I think the most honest advice any Connor would give is to live within your means. And of course, it can be difficult for many Americans, sometimes myself included, to determine what living within your means actually looks like. But they're talking about, when you take your income, not your full pay, this is after tax income, spend no more than 50% of your monthly take home income on needs, 30% on wants, and then 20% on savings and debt repayment, whatever that is. And I'm guessing, just leaning towards what I know about the Connors, just what I've seen on the show, I'm willing to bet they don't put a heck of a lot into savings, but they don't spend crazy outside their comfort zones.
You know, they know how much money's coming in and they spend it wisely going out. Here's a great thing. And I'm laughing again with these notes I got going on here. You guys are the best. I love all of our listeners. The Connors, for instance, don't place a lot of emphasis on spending huge amounts of money, but you will see more often than not, they place this huge emphasis on the value of getting around a dinner table for family meals. And these are not expensive, crazy, over-the-top family meals. A lot of times this is either cereal sitting around the table, or it's a meatloaf with all of the extra crunched up cornflakes or whatever they put into it, which is a great story for another day on my household meatloaf as well. But it's all about dealing with whatever's going on. Sit around the kitchen table, grab a bag of pretzels if you need to, and a Diet Coke, and you sit down and you get it done. Honestly, you can't do that at a, you just cannot do that at a pricey restaurant. You're focusing on this, that, or the other. You sit around your kitchen table, you talk about all the stuff that's going on and how you're going to tackle this challenge or that challenge. You sit down with a nice, you know, frugal meal, maybe a rotisserie chicken, or if you're going to get really ambitious, you put something in the oven, a couple of side dishes, some mac and cheese, you know, some tap water with ice or iced tea or whatever it is you want to make. That is how you get it done in a family today. We are so bombarded with messages. Oh, go for this cheap meal out. Go for that cheap meal out. Okay, it may be cheap. It's still cheaper to eat at home. It still takes a lot less gas. It still takes a lot less makeup and hair and everything else. And the guys, you got your routine as well. It takes entirely different clothes to go out to eat compared to staying at home. The ripple effect of staying at home and enjoying some meals is gargantuan. You're cooking. If you have any kids in the house or grandkids in the house, you're teaching them to cook. You're giving them all of these wonderful messages day in and day out that home gets it done, and it gets it done for less. And what does that mean? It means there's more money in the bank for any kind of unexpected medical bills, unexpected layoffs, unexpected expenses, maybe your kids moving back in like they did with Roseanne. And who are they moving back in with? They're moving back in with the family members who did it frugally, because the members that did it frugally, the family members who watched a budget and stuck to it no matter how tight it got, they still have a home. A lot of people don't. A lot of people, you know, lost it in the recession or whatever else, had to sell it off, or maybe there was a divorce involved and one of them lost the home. That's what I'm talking about. Using your resources frugally. And I mean resources like your, not only your wallet, obviously you want to do that frugally, but just not bombarding everybody around you with the need to spend money. You know, you don't always have to go out and go shopping to have a fun time. You can hang out at home with a pack of Uno cards and a bag of Doritos and have a fantastic time. And which one are you going to remember a couple months down the road, a couple years down the road? Hanging out in a crowded restaurant, overpaying for food you could have made at home for a lot less? Or you're going to remember having some, you know, a big thing of popcorn you made on the stove and a huge Uno challenge you had with all of your kids and grandkids? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. With the Connors, they sit on this ancient couch that's still comfy, doesn't even occur to them to get a new one. It's got that wonderful crocheted Afghan over the top of it. They're watching an older TV, no doubt, if there was a TV in the house. You know it's not going to be some huge flat screen. They're in the comfortable chairs in their comfortable house with all of their comfortable food, all none of it name brand, and they're getting it done. I absolutely adore that. And where does everybody gravitate towards? Where does all of the big talking, they want to spend a lot of money and they're bashing whatever, they're bashing conservative this and they're advocating for a liberal that? They usually don't have the home that the Connors do. They usually don't have the togetherness in the family. They sometimes don't even have a car. Sometimes they don't even have a home to go to themselves. They're gravitating towards the household. Forget the political views. All of the Connors and all of their kin are gravitating towards the household that got it done frugally. Forget the political views. It is just noise. Always, always, always remember the frugal views. They have no politics. They have no anything. Talk to the households that got it done over decades. This isn't some fly-by-night. They've been married for a couple of years. This is a family where the protagonists, where the main couples, the main couple's been married for decades. They've got stories, and they get it done. They raise three beautiful kids. None of them wound up in jail. None of them wound up, you know, sucking off the system or whatever else. They raise three kids frugally. They still have their house. They're gearing up for retirement. And whenever anybody needs anything, be it the sister, the kids, the in-laws, the grandkids, where do they go? They gravitate towards the people who got it done frugally. I'm not trying to slam people who spend money. Sometimes you got to spend some money. But when it comes to decades-long experiences, decades-long habits, the people that you love are going to gravitate towards the people who got it done frugally. That is a flat out fact, because they know that it's sustainable. They know that it's something they themselves can mimic. And it's a household where everybody feels comfortable. No one's trying to outdo the other. Oh, they've got nicer shoes. Oh, they've got a nicer couch. Oh, they've got a nicer whatever. Forget it. Hang out, dish out the Uno cards. Somebody make me a bit of macaroni and cheese. I'm going to heat that up in there, and everybody's going to have a good time. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, hang out for a second. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate coming up after the break.
Cheap and small, but not too steep.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the very busy guy sitting to my right, a.k.a. Dad. You've got quite a schedule these past few weeks and weeks coming up. I'm glad we got you in the studio for a good recording session. How are you, sir?
I am dandy. Looking forward to a vacation with your mother.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to be heading down for a little beach time in Florida and then a two-week cruise.
Awesome.
Winding up to like Havana, Cuba, like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And we leave about 2 a.m. the next morning.
Nice.
And we're going to take a little tour, I think, go out to Ernest Hemingway's house where he lived when he was living in...
Oh, in Havana. See, we saw Hemingway's house in Key West.
Oh, yeah.
Had me in 2000. And that's a cool one. Hey, I want, like, full report. That's going to be so neat.
Hemingway and his five-toed cats.
That's right.
No, seriously. He does have these cats that are still running around the house in Key West.
Oh, my gosh.
Five toes.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
God bless Hemingway for so many different reasons.
He was one of my favorite authors when I was in college.
Oh, yeah. There's no one like him.
And there was a great movie called Papa Hemingway in Cuba. If you kind of like great photography of a tropical island and just like a fan of Ernest Hemingway, that's a great movie. Papa Hemingway in Cuba talks about his last couple of years in Cuba before he left there. But he was a big supporter of Fidel Castro and the Cuban Revolution.
Dear. Yeah, mm-hmm. He had some political issues. When it came to writing, he was pretty talented, but some of his other thinking was a little skewed. No worries. But the architecture of this house in Key West was fantastic. I'm sure the house in Cuba is going to be absolutely magnificent. Yeah. Imagine what you can buy with some good Hemingway dough in Cuba at the time. Holy mackerel.
One more thing about that movie, Papa Hemingway in Cuba.
When did that come out?
That, like 3-4 years ago.
All right.
You can get it on Netflix or Command on one of the on Vudu or Amazon, something like that. But he was a very, very big booster of the Cuban Revolution.
Wow.
And almost got picked up by the Batista government once or twice.
They can get cranky
finally,
sometimes.
Finally left Cuba, I think, shortly after Castro came to power and then came to an untimely end.
So many ways he was very talented. So many ways very, very troubled.
He was.
But
anyway, let's talk about a happier topic. Let's talk about real estate, shall we?
Let's talk about the real estate market today.
Okay,
oh, my gosh,
folks.
A lot of noise out there these days with regards to real estate. Boil it down for us. What are we looking at?
Well, first of all, if you have any questions about real estate in your area, I can give advice in any part of the country.
Yeah.
And I would be glad to give you advice about what's going on or give you advice about who to talk to get some good advice about what's going on in your part of the country. And our Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline, if you want to call or text.
Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. So let's talk about what is happening with prices in the United States.
Okay.
And this is going to be a little bit general because we can't come up with one solid rule of what is happening in the entire United States. For example, in our home state of Pennsylvania, most places have recovered from the pricing collapse that we saw from 2008 through about 2011, 2012.
Right.
Most places have recovered from that and now are back at or a little bit above where they were back then.
Okay.
Not all, though. Not all. There are some places that still have not recovered. But in general, buyer demand is very, very, very strong throughout the entire country.
That's a good thing.
For lots of reasons. Now, for the period 2008 to like 2011, 2012, people who knew what was going on said, hey, I'm not going to buy a house because prices are going down.
That's right.
Why should I pay $400,000 for a house when I'm going to be underwater?
I know.
In a year, and it's going to be worth less than what I paid for it. Well, we're well past that time because we hit bottom around 2011, 2012, and things are on the way back up. But there was a survey done by folks who do this kind of stuff to look at what's called buyer traffic by state. They looked at buyer traffic, people coming through houses for sale in all 50 states.
Okay.
And what do you think they found, Chrissy?
With regards to numbers going up or going down, obviously things are going up, yes?
Yep, that's exactly right. They rated buyer traffic. They put it in one of four categories.
Okay.
Weak, stable, strong, or very strong.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. And in all 50 states, buyer traffic was either stable, strong, or very strong.
Nice.
Now, in no one of the 50 states was buyer traffic rated as weak.
It's good.
Okay. There were four states and only four states where buyer traffic was rated as stable. North Dakota, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia.
All right.
North Dakota kind of makes sense because a little bit of the bloom is off the boom, the oil
right.
boom that was there.
Right.
Louisiana, Mississippi, I think are probably somewhat affected by the oil economy also.
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia, I'm not quite sure what the reason would be there. But those were the only four states where the buyer traffic was rated as stable. In every other state, it was rated as strong or very strong, and there were 8 states where it was very strong.
Good stuff.
So that tells me that, yes, buyer demand is still very, very, very strong.
That's a great feeling. And the ripple effects from that are phenomenal as well. Mm-hmm. That's what I appreciate the most, I think.
Yep. Now, the other side of this survey that was run, people were also asked, and these are realtors, said, how would you rate seller traffic in your area? How many houses you got for, how many houses you got for sale? Well, looked into those same states, there were 25 states that came back, and they reported what's called weak seller traffic.
Wow.
So if you got strong buyer traffic, weak seller traffic, that says you got real strong demand, not a very strong supply, and prices are going to be going up.
That's a good thing.
So seller traffic, 25 states rated as weak. The rest of the states were either stable, strong, or very strong. But the point is that when you look at an unbiased measure of seller traffic, it's a lot lower than the unbiased measure of buyer traffic, which says that buyer demand a lot higher than housing availability, which leads to prices going up.
That's a good thing.
Yep. That
I love
that. That is generally a good thing. Now, the builders around the country, I'm sure, are noticing this trend.
Oh, sure.
And that's the signal that's going throughout the housing industry. And builders are going to be going to work and building more houses. Now, there's another complicator in that one, though, and that's we had a big old hurricane come through Houston.
That's right.
New Orleans, Florida, and through the Caribbean. And a lot of that builder capability that would be building houses all over the country is now sucked off to those areas that got decimated by the hurricane.
Yep.
So that is another factor that says housing replenishment, housing building, is going to be somewhat lower than it would be otherwise. So that's another factor that says, yep, we're going to see significant ongoing price increases most of the country.
Yep. Well, and if anybody knows how to put the spurs to that, to the cleanup efforts and to getting things done and, you know, closing that door and moving on, it's the U.S. So with any luck, we'll get things back onto a normal track, hopefully before next hurricane season hits. But, yeah, it's just all good news. And I know whenever people say, how can prices rise be good news? Because it's happening for the best of reasons. People are feeling very secure in their jobs compared to years past. Maybe they're seeing more of a bonus. They're seeing a raise. They're moving up to the next job. That is why all of these signs are pointing towards the house is moving faster off the market. The price is rising. It's all for the best of reasons. Get in there. Just show them what you're made of. Everybody moving into this market, whether it's for the first time, for the 20th time, whatever it is, there's a little feeling of nervousness. There's some trepidation there. But put it to your benefit. Your wallet and your financial portfolio down the road will thank you big time.
Your net worth is going to be saying thank you, thank you, thank
you. Yes, indeedy.
And in a few years, when your kids are going to college, you need a new car, and
anything.
You've got that piggy bank that you can tap.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's the only reason you ought to be buying a house, but that is one of the nice side effects of buying a house.
100%.
Is you do have this piggy bank kind of deal that you can set up with a home equity line of credit, and you can kind of fire at targets of opportunity. You see an opportunity to get a good deal on a car, you can go ahead and buy it without having to go through the hassle of borrowing money. Lots and lots of reasons. So, again, folks, this is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetime to either make that first-time home buy or to make that move-up buy.
It's a good time, or maybe an extra. I mean, people are thinking bold moves with regards to even like a vacation house, or maybe they're going to think about tapping into the rentals market and buying one or two of those. It's just fun. Let your imagination be your guide on this. Things you wouldn't have dreamt about 5 years ago are now suddenly a little more feasible on paper. Make the phone call. Take that first step and see what you can do.
In almost every situation, I'm going to recommend that you find yourself a real good realtor to help you with that decision.
Yes.
My recommendation, my advice is that interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors. Outline what it is you want to do to him or her, and then say, okay, now now you know what I want to do. How can you help me get done what I want to do?
Yep.
And if they give you kind of a 5,000-yard stare and say, help, I would shake their hand and say, thank you very much. I don't believe we'll be doing business, but thank you very much for coming out.
Yep.
Because a lot of people think that all realtors are the same, and that's very, very different. But I would say make sure you interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors. Most people, and this surprises the bejeebers out of me, most people, like 70%, only talk to one realtor.
Yep. Well, I can actually understand that. For the best of reasons, you're right. People should be researching with two or three, but people have no time. They're just, you know, they're totally swamped. They're patting themselves on the back for even getting one on the phone. And so I can understand why they only speak to one. You're right. They should speak to two or three. If you only have time to speak to one and you're here in the Philadelphia area, just call Dad. Give him a call, see what he's got, and you've got contacts all over the country. So by all means, let Dad be one of your first steps with regards to getting the ball rolling.
If you live outside Pennsylvania or Delaware, still give me a shout on that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, and I would be glad to help you find a real good realtor. And you say, well, John, you know, how does that make you any money? Well, I would get a referral fee. If I recommend a realtor to you and you wind up using that person, I would get probably a 25% referral fee. That's not the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to see people get good service.
That's right, and there's okay? So many shyksters out there. My gosh, I mean, you talked about in earlier shows, we were talking about this, how a lot of people feel this intense pressure to go with either a family member that's highly recommended or a friend, or they're trying to do a neighbor, you know, a solid favor. Just, you got to put that emotion aside, guys. You've got to get the best person for the job. You've got to get the person who's going to take the most stress off your shoulders, put the most money in your pocket, sell your house for the highest price. And Dad's an excellent place to start, especially if you're here in the Philadelphia area. It's all good.
I couldn't have said it better myself, so I won't try to say it. I said one thing to amplify a little bit. If you know somebody who just got his or her real estate license,
right,
and you really want to throw the business their way,
don't.
Long and seriously about that, folks. I've seen some situations like that really blow up. Don't turn out well for the client. Don't turn out well for the realtor. Cause family stress that lasts for years.
Yeah, you don't need that. And again, the time is slow. Thanks, Pop. All good. We'll be right back, guys,
Thank you, kid.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets, always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop, online superstore.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about the Roseanne reboot and all of the fabulously frugal messages it imparts, whether we like it or not. You can hear the grin in my voice, guys. I love a good sitcom like this. Forget the politics, although there are wonderful, subtle ideas in there as well. I'm talking about the frugal lessons you can learn from the Conners based on what we saw with them in the 80s and the 90s and how it's paid off for them right now. And when I pulled up some stuff, people were sending me stuff right and left. We may have to do one more show based on the Conners here. It'll probably be a recurring theme as we, you know, as the show progresses. But we're talking about then and now and how America has changed since the hit TV series first hit the airwaves in 1988. This is interesting stuff. All right, now when it hit the airwaves in 1988, I was barely 20. I'm about to turn the big 5-0 this year. Here's the thing. Income in 1988, average household income, 52 grand. Average household income in 2016, the latest year they have numbers for, 57 grand. So it's only gone up like 5 grand. The unemployment rate, man, that has danced around big time. Back in 1988, unemployment rate was 5.5%. All right, and back in the time, we can go for an hour alone just talking about the good-paying jobs versus the crappy-paying jobs and how that ties into the unemployment rate as well. But in 1988, unemployment rate was 5.5%. Since then, it spiked up to 9.3% and change, higher than that in 2009, and then back down to 4.4% in 2017. Okay, so we talk about a lot of the similarities here. Here's one of the things, and this is stuff sent to me by listeners as well. They're talking about how Dan was, he did drywall. He did, you know, sheetrock and drywall and stuff. Those types of jobs are paying less today. When you account for inflation, less today than they did back in the 80s. So Dan would probably be finding a different job, something that can use his amazing skills, that sort of thing. It was interesting. Home prices, holy crap, home prices back in the day, now you have to take into account mortgage rates and stuff too. Home prices in the day, home prices in 1987 were 84 grand. That was the median existing home price, 84 grand, okay? Today, It's $247,000 for about three times that much. Here's the big, fat, flaming difference. Mortgage rates, back in the day, mortgage rates were 10% plus in 1988. Can you imagine how terrifying that would be? Now, obviously, today, much lower. Right now, interest rates are hovering, you know, three and change. And that makes a huge stinking difference when it comes to home prices. All right. If you've got a higher interest rate for a mortgage, you can't charge that much for a house. No one will be able to afford it. So it drove home prices down. Now we've got these nice low interest rates. They're ticking up a little bit. You heard Dad talking about that in the previous segment. But right now with interest rates at like three and change, maybe ticking up to four, depending on your credit score, that's a beautiful thing. And that's one of the biggest reasons why you got home prices going up so much. This is some cool stuff. The gender wage gap back in 1988 when people were, you know, kind of meh, talking whatever. Yeah, okay, gender wage gap. 66 cents on the dollar for women, you know, compared to men, 66 cents on the dollar. Now today, 2017, I mean, this is obviously a year old. They don't have figures for 2018 yet. 80 cents on the dollar. Huge uptick there. And you know my thoughts on that. I am a woman. Nobody throw anything at my head. But the flat out fact is the gender pay equality, it's a myth. Women quit the workforce to start a family. God bless the ones that do. When people have kids, a lot of times they drop out. They're out for about 10, 15 years before they go back in there. They are doing the world's most important work. They are raising the next generation of human beings to not be psychopathic killers in prison, sucking off the system, being good people. That takes a little bit of effort. And a lot of times, that's going to be their 100% full-time job. God bless the people that can pull that off. But they're going to lose a little bit of equity when it comes to getting back into the corporate workforce or any kind of workforce. So then when you figure out, when you put pen to paper, and you realize that a lot of women have left the workforce, again, to do the most important job on earth, raising good human beings, it's not a pay gap. Sorry, you're going to get less when you jump back into the workforce. That's just a fact. So there's really no huge pay gap. And when they're talking about 80 cents on the dollar, it's a nice improvement over what happened before. Consumer debt, I want to just cry. You can hear my voice. Total consumer debt outstanding back when Roseanne first started in 1988, $726 billion. That was consumer debt, all right, which was horrific. Today, oh, let's see. It's about five times worse. It's almost $4 trillion. Terrifying. Terrifying. Oh, my dear Lord. All right. So we have income that's ticked up a bit. We have the home prices skyrocketing thanks to a much lower mortgage rate. The Connors could have refinanced for a lot less back in the day if they had today's rates to do it at. Gender wage, air quotes, gap, looking much better. Cost of college, still pretty freaky scary. 1994, when Darlene was in college, the average rates were $15,000, and that was for to attend a four-year college or university. Now, for the 2014-2015 year, it went up to $25,000, which honestly surprises me. I kind of had it in my head it would have been a lot higher. Choose your colleges well. If you decide that going to post-high school education is for you, maybe you're joining the armed forces, maybe you're going to a community college, maybe you're going to a college, you know, a four-year degree here in town, four-year degree somewhere else, make sure it fits with your budget. I'm here to tell you, as a nearly 50-year-old woman, I'm so grateful to have a four-year college degree. It is not for everyone. A lot of people are going to go out there and thrive on a two-year associate's degree they get at their local community college. I know more than a few people who have gotten their business degrees and associate's degree, okay, for a fraction of what it costs to go to a four-year college, and they now have people working under them. They have a six-figure salary. They have people working under them with four-year degrees that aren't really serving them well, and these four-year degree underlings at these corporate, you know, whatever scenarios, they are still paying off their college debt decades after graduation. So go to school smart. I'm begging you, go to school. I think an after high school education is something that helps round out and helps put you on the path for what you want to do, whether you're going to be joining the military, whether or not you're going to be doing a trade school, whether you're going to a two-year degree, a four-year degree, a community college, maybe a college, hundreds of miles from home, whatever it is. But choose it wisely in a way that you are not going to have to pay off and in a way that's not going to financially cripple you how many years down the road. But this completely staggers me. The unemployment rate in 1988. 5.5%. Today, 4.4% and dropping, which is nice. It's actually lower than that today, substantially, in 2018, which is a marvelous thing. But I want people to keep in mind, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the numbers out there, there's one underlying theme that I want to press home more than anything. And we're going to talk about Roseanne again next week, I think. I want your input as well. Wherever you are, whatever the economy's doing, a frugal outlook, a frugal attack, a frugal mentality, and a frugal lifestyle where you are putting all of your hard-earned money to its highest and best use is going to pay off today. It's going to pay off next week, next month, next year, and 30 years down the pike when you look back and reflect. I'm telling you that without hesitation and without reservation. It will get it done. You might have a couple of slips here and there. We all do. But all in all, keep that frugal mentality, keep that wonderful old comfy couch, and a fantastic payoff awaits you down the road. Just ask Roseanne. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.